Joining us now to shed a little light on the place most expect Joe to end up, the Cincinnati Bengals. It's Bengals great Willie Anderson. 13-year career, 12 of those years with the Bengals. And Willie, so much conversation about Cincy with this pick on the line and Joe Burrow out there. What's been your reaction to most of the conversation around the team and the potential of Joe going there?
I understand the fan uproar because, it's people from the national media, people around the country kind of attacking their city. And I can't understand where the fans are coming from. You know, why can't the Bengals have this treasure of a player in Joe Burrow come here and help resurrect this franchise? Like, we've had, you know, the same excitement we had with Carson Palmer. So the same thing with Marvin Lewis coming on. I think when anytime you can get a new head coach come in to get his quarterback, even though Andy Dalton did, I think the Bengals a serviceable job and an honorable job these last several years for Andy Dalton. I think coming in with a new head coach and he gets his quarterback is a big deal. So the fans are in an uproar because they're being attacked, seemingly saying, you know, just putting a bad taste in people who don't know about the Bengals. And I've said some things on the record on Twitter and a couple of interviews that, you know, I said, well, have the Bengals and Mike Brown done everything correctly? Probably not. You know, probably could be some things better. But from about 99 up until Marvin Lewis got there, 03, we couldn't really say they were cheap with their players as far as providing players, their own players with, redoing deals and making sure guys stay in Cincinnati, because that happened several times with a lot of guys. So I came on record as not defending anyone, but kind of stating that, you know, as a rap, the Bengals kind of get a bad rap, and even us as players kind of feel that bad rap when it comes down to Hall of Fame voting. So we're always going to be supportive. You know, Chad's been saying things, TJ's been saying things. We're going to always be supportive of the Bengal current players because we know how it is to be a Bengal.
Yeah, you know, Willie, I grew up in Cincinnati, man. I was so excited when you got drafted back in 96, and the player you became to the moment you left Cincinnati was every bit worth that pick by the Cincinnati Bengals. You really shine, most especially in that stretch with Carson Palmer in that 2004 to 2006 run where you were an all-pro first-team guy. So I understand the pride you have for these Bengals, and I get that. I have the same pride as one of those fans. Joe Burrow, let's be clear, has not said he doesn't want to play there. He just hasn't been all in saying, I want to be a Bengal. So if you were a guy, one of the better players to ever put on the uniform for the Bengals, and had a chance to say to this guy, hey, this is what you should do or this is why you should come, what would you tell Joe Burrow directly?
Well, that he could kind of control his own narrative on the field. You know, what Mike Brown and Katie Blackburn and Troy Blackburn, what they do in the front office doesn't affect him throwing a ball, a good or bad ball. You know what I mean? It's now having protection around him, which the Bengals have pretty much, they took care of Carson. You know, Carson was very well protected. Carson had a running game. Carson had great receivers. So they've been in the past, they've given guys these assets. You know, they drafted tackles. They tried to make tackles. Some guys work out, some guys don't. But I think he can control his own narrative by what he does on the field. And I think, you know, winning and making sure he's efficient and the leader and fits in with the guys and be one of the guys, everything he did his last 2 years at LSU, if he can carry that mentality on. They have some guys on defense, and I'm sure the same thing I would tell Joe, too, from 2011 to 2015, that same national media said the Bengals had the most talented roster in the NFL.
It's Spain and Company. We're talking to Willie Anderson, a first-round pick of the Bengals in 96, a three-time first-team All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowler. And, Willie, it's interesting because, you know, the narrative around the team can affect individual success. In fact, I saw you retweeting, you know, all you need to know about the national perspective of the Bengals is that you gave up 16 sacks in 13 seasons and you're not in the Hall of Fame. So as great as Joe's play might be, and even maybe as good as the roster might be, there is this shadow hanging over the Bengals, this belief, this narrative that ownership is not that invested in winning. How can they, if they so desire, change that? How can they move forward and away from that belief? Because it will make it more difficult to get free agents and certainly maybe make it more difficult to get a big name like Burrow to be all in.
Well, I mean, never really stopped guys in the past. I mean, we've had guys like, let's say Carson came in and had a great run until he got hurt, and we had some plays where we missed. He got hurt in the playoff game 05, him and Chris Henry. Other things happened in 06 when we did make the playoffs. We were one game away from making the playoffs. So I always said if we had won one of those playoff games and Marvin and Carson in 09 to about 2010, if they had won the game in 09, and then if they had won one of those playoff games from 11 to 15, I think the national narrative would be changed then. But, you know, we haven't won a playoff game in a long time. You know, like I say, some years you could probably blame some stuff on people, but I think when a team gets to the playoff, as the Bengals did under Marvin, and you don't win that game, that's not the executives. That's on the players and coaches. So I think, as Joe can take control of his own narrative, you know, but that narrative does hurt guys, man. It hurts a guy like Corey Dillon. It hurts Chavo Chocinco. You know, it hurts Tequila Spikes. You know, it hurts myself, you know, because we've had these great years individually, but the team success was bad. You know, my first 7 years were pretty bad, but and I can say, if I was a selfish player during that time, I would promote myself. Hey, I'm blocking my guy. My guy's not getting near the quarterback. We're throwing the ball 35, 40 times a game because we're down, and my guy's still not getting there. But Pro Bowl voters and All-Pro voters didn't care about that. They see 2-14. They see 3-13. They see 7-9. So you got to change that narrative with the player on the field, with winning, and doing what you can do as a player.
But, Willie, what about as you as one of the Bengals' all-time greats and Carson Palmer is one of the Bengals' greats, a guy that you played with, a guy that you protected, and Carson, who was by a large part kept his head down and just worked while he was a Bengal and has become very vocal in retirement and talking about these Bengals, basically saying there's no commitment to winning Super Bowls within that organization. A guy that you were alongside in wins and losses, how do you respond to a guy being that outspoken?
Well, Carson's my boy, man. That's my brother. I love the guy. I put my life on the line for Carson. We all did because he was the kind of guy. He was a leader. He was a guy that took a lot of flack for guys. He stood up and took bullets for guys, you know, while he was playing. So I can understand some of the hurt that Carson had, you know. Plus, he's freshly retired. When you're freshly retired, you kind of have that bad taste in your mouth for some of the bad stuff that went on in your career. You know, I kind of had some of the same things my first 2 or 3 years, you know, me going to the Ravens and having a chance to play in the championship game. And in 2008, when I retired the next year, I kind of had that same kind of I harvest bad feelings for the bad things that happened. You know what I mean? But I think if Carson goes on, he'll soften his cool a little bit more. But I think right now he is hurt by some of the things that took place with him, some things he could not control. But for that, no, Carson stood up for guys. He's a stand-up guy in the locker room. He always took care of his linemen. He took blame for guys that, you know, when folks thought it was Carson's fault, he would take blame for all the things of a quarterback leader should do. He did those things. Now, but we all should take fault in because we all didn't play perfect games. And when you're not playing a perfect game, we can't blame that on Mike Brown or Katie. You know what I mean?